We are thankful that I was able to wake up this morning. Yes. You was able to wake up this morning and you got up.
Thank you, Lord.
And you did a wonderful thing. You came to the house of the Lord. We're living in a time now where folks don't want to worship. Folks don't want to fellowship. Folks want to stay home. They want to do other things. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, you know, time is different. Times are very different today. There's a lot of slackness and there's a lot of slothfulness. There's a lot of indifference. I'm here to tell you we need to get on board. We need to get on fire for God while we have a chance. And I want to remind you, too, that life is short and hell is hot. And I ain't planning to go there. And I ain't planning to let nobody separate me from the love of the Lord. My mind is made up. I'm on the fiery line. You ain't looking at a quitter here. You're looking at a winner. And I want to say we all are winners when we serve in the Lord and doing His will. We all have the winning ticket. So, you know, sometimes people go and watch the game, go to the basketball game, football game. They go in and they want to know and see who's going to be the winner. But I want to tell you, when we come in here, we already know who the winner is. We on the winning team. We already won. Amen. And guess what? We are undefeated. My God had never lost a battle. Praise the Lord. He might don't come all the time when you want him, and you may feel like you're being neglected. I'm here to tell you the word teaches us that we need to do what? Wait on the Lord. He said if you wait on the Lord, what would he do? He will renew your strength. And you will mount up wings as eagles. You shall run, not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. If you didn't hear the first wait, he gonna say it on the end. He said, wait, I say on the Lord. Well, that's not my preaching topic this morning, but I do have a word from the Lord, and I covet your prayers. Amen. I covet your prayers this morning. I need the Lord every step of the way. But I have an important question to ask, and I'm full of questions. I let you know right off the bat. I love to ask questions. The Bible asks questions. Those songs we sung this morning was questions being asked. And I got an important question this morning. And it's taken from Romans, the 8th chapter. Can you turn your Bibles to Romans, the 8th chapter? And we want to read verses 35 through 39. And the questions are, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness our peril, our sword? That's a powerful question. And our preaching topic will be, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Amen. Let's notate here in this verse passage of scripture, it said, who shall? It didn't say what shall, But it said, who shall? So that meaning that it's going to be a person. It's going to be somebody that get on your nerves. It's going to be somebody that cut across your path. It's going to be a person and not a what. It said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? There are numerous of things in the world and country today. Right in your home, right in your neighborhood. Things that try to separate you. Things that try to hinder you. Things that try to stop you. Huh? Things that try to block you. But what are you going to do? Give up and throw the towel in? No. You're going to go right on. I know the Lord's word is going to name out some things that can get us down. And amen, you know, things that can hinder us and bother us. But I'm here to tell you, we need to have it in our mind that we're not going to allow nothing here to separate us from the love of the Lord. I love my wife. I love my family. I love my church people. I love my relatives. But I'm here to tell you, it ain't none of y'all. Nobody going to make me lose out with God. Nobody gonna make me stop serving the Lord. Praise God. Amen. So we got to consider, amen, if we lose out with God, it ain't but one place to go, and that's hell. Hell is hot. It don't have no fans there. It don't have no air conditioning. It don't have, you can't drink no bottle of pop or some good cold lemonade. It's just gonna be heat, heat, heat. Everlasting to everlasting. And that's why I preach and try to get folks to realize you can escape that place. You don't have to go there. So now, you going to let something stop you? Will you allow something to separate you from the love of Christ? The Bible says, shall tribulation separate you? Or distress? Sometimes we can get some distress news. Excuse me just a moment. Pray for us. My throat is getting a little dry, and we need the Lord help. Sometimes folks is afraid to answer the phone because they feel like it's going to be some bad news on the other end. And you hear people say, I can't take no more. I can't take no more. This is enough. I can't. Oh, man, I don't want to answer the phone. Answer that phone. Amen. Praise God. If God is for you, who can be against you? He'll give you the strength. He'll give you the energy. He'll give you, amen, the greatness to know that I'll be with you. Whatever the cause may be, I'm there. Don't let it separate you from the love of the Lord. All persecution. Amen. We living in a time where there's quite a bit of persecution. Especially people that's trying to live for God and trying to do the right thing. Amen. Praise God. You know, the government is doing and things to people that don't even have done anything, good citizen, doing the right thing, follow the procedure. Amen. And they're getting persecuted. Amen. They're getting treated unfairly. But these is the signs of the end that let you know you don't have to do, amen, something wrong to get put in jail or to go for a ride or any place. But you got to realize that that ain't going to separate me either. I remember, brother Paul, Apostle Paul, amen, he went to jail, praise God, for the sake of Jesus. Amen. He didn't go in there and weep and cry, but he went in there and rejoiced. He went in there rejoicing in the Lord. He went in there having prayer meeting and saving souls. Come on, somebody. Amen. When you got that fight in you, when you got that greatness in you. It allow you to what? Amen. Whatever come your way, you still going to rejoice in the Lord. As the verse of scripture said, count it all joy. Amen. Amen. Do we know anything about that? Yeah, count it joy anyhow. It may not look like joy. It may look distress and disturbing news and look hard. But I'm not going to allow that to stop me. I'm going to go right on anyhow. Amen. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness. Come on. Amen. You know, sometimes, amen, folks, that nakedness gets a lot of people in trouble. Praise God. Amen. You begin to do things and go ways and, amen, make different places that you're going, and you know you don't need to be in that household. You don't need to be bothering that person. Amen. Nakedness. Amen. We don't let nothing here hinder us. Praise God. It said a peril, a sword. Praise God. For as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Amen. That's, amen. See, we'll kill all the day long. Amen. We're not popular here. Amen. Being a child of God. Amen. You might don't get a lot of pats on your shoulder. You might don't get a lot of, amen, encouragement. Amen. Come on, somebody. But we got to go on anyway, because we're kind of sheep for the slaughter. But we ain't going to let that stop us. The verse said, nay, meaning no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Praise God. When these things arise, when these problems arise, when the trouble arise, we are more than conquerors. We're going to conquer anyhow. Praise God. We ain't going to act like a man that, oh, I'm getting ready to slow up now. I'm getting ready to pull over now. I'm getting ready to stop now. I can't make it. Praise God. Oh, yes, you can. We are more than conquerors. Amen. Through Christ who strengthened us. Praise ye the Lord. We are more, amen, than conquerors to him that love us. Because we have to be persuaded that we're going to serve the Lord anyhow. It makes no difference what you call me. It makes no difference how you treat me. Amen. You can call me everything but a child of God, but I know I'm still a conqueror in the Lord. Amen. It ain't going to move me. It ain't going to turn me around. Amen. I got to realize I'm running a race, and I'm running by faith. And if you can't help me, you get on out the way. Amen. Because I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith. Praise God. Amen. I ain't just started this thing. I've been preaching this for years to let you know I ain't stopping. Amen. You can stop, but I'm not going to stop. Praise God. And I give you advice, and you don't need to stop. You need to go right on in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we're more than conquerors to him that love us. Praise God. I thank God. I thank God for the love of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, Brother Paul is saying here, for I am persuaded. Amen. How persuaded are we? Huh? Persuaded means that you are convinced. Amen. You ain't got no doubt that you're going to turn around. Amen. I've been traveling this way for a long time now. And I ain't going to turn around. Amen. I'm going to go on. So dear ones in the Facebook land, dear ones, amen, Church of God, amen, Saints of God here right in the Durham, North Carolina congregation, amen. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Stay focused on God. Amen. Keep, amen, pushing. Sometimes you may get a little tired, but amen. But don't give up and don't give out. Amen. Just keep going on anyhow. Amen. You got to be persuaded. Amen. You got to mean what you're doing. Amen. So it said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, not powers, not things present, not things to come. Amen. I'm not going to allow none of these things to stop me. Come on, somebody. Not height, not depth, not any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. So that takes in everything. Things present, things to come. Amen. Nothing here. Nothing here. Life, not angel, not principalities, not powers. Amen. We got a lot of principalities, amen, that we got to face. Things happen in our land, in our country. Not angels, not things present, not things to come. I don't care how high it is. I don't care how wide it is. Amen. Nothing, no other creature. Hello, hey. I said no other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ the Lord. I don't care who you see go or come. I don't care who you see get upset. I don't care who you see fall out the race, but you keep it in high gear. Because we live in, my mom used to say, we living in the, as she called it, low gravy, meaning that times is rough and amen, and people's quickly to give up and give out and stop and amen. And but I'm going to tell you, don't you give up. You keep pushing. You keep going on. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord will help us. Amen. If we want to go, the Lord is right there to help us. So I'm here. The scriptures are letting us know, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nobody. Amen. Nobody. Praise God. Because we got faith in the Lord. All right. Let's move on down to the next scripture here. Now, I want to say, in order to stay in tune with God and encourage and having that faith to run on, you got to realize the way you do that, you must cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. The scripture here coming from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 7, it said, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Amen. So when you got a problem, when you got a trouble, when things ain't working positive in your life, you feel like you can't take one step forward. You feel like you just want to fall several step backwards. Amen. You feel like, amen, you're just confused. You know, we got a lot of people just confused today. Amen. Don't know up from down and down and up. Come on, somebody. But if you keep your mind renewed in the Lord, when you not allow your mind to run around in all these different places, you'll get confused. You don't know what's going on. But we need to keep our mind stayed on the Lord. He said, whose mind is stayed on thee, he will what? Keep thee in perfect peace. Amen. How many in here need some perfect peace this morning? I'd be the first one to raise my hand. Yes, I need that perfect peace. I need Jesus every step of the way. I need him for my director. I need him to be my leader. How many know he's a mighty good leader? Amen. He'll lead you. He'll lead you. Praise God. You may get down in the valley, but he'll lead you to the mountaintop. Praise God. It don't matter where you're located. Amen. You may be down in the dumps, but I'm so glad. I say I'm so glad we got a God that will stoop low. We got a God that will bend down and amen and pick us up. Amen. We may slumber. We may fail. We may, amen, have a lot of problems. But my God, he's concerned and he cares for us. We sing that song, Jesus Cares. And that bass said, yes, he cares. Yes, he does. And I want to tell you, he does. So you need to just cast all your care upon the Lord because he cares for you. Praise God. But I want to tell you, the devil, he don't care for you. The devil, he don't like you. The devil's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. But we got to not allow ourselves to get involved with him. Amen. He'll have you to just feel like you can't make it. He'll have you feel like, amen,
the Lord. I can't holler, get with God. Amen. He'll bring separation from you and God. He'll put, amen, throw amen, a little monkey wrench in, make you change the tune, make you change direction, in order to not allow, amen, nothing to separate you. We got to make sure we put Satan in his place. Amen. Satan can't ride with me. Satan can't talk to me. Satan can't be in my congregation. Amen. He got to go. Praise God. And we got to have some power, church. Amen. Because he's the dividing force. He's the one that, amen, keep people in corruption. And he's the one that keep people in turmoil. He's the one that keep people, amen, praise God, trying to hold them up and hinder them. But we got to know how to deal with that devil. Amen. He don't care who you are. He don't care where you live. Yes, you may live in, amen, California. Yes, you may live in New York City. Yes, you may live, amen, in Colorado. It don't make no difference where you live. The devil is there also. Don't think you can go to this place, say, you know, I can move up here, amen, to Cincinnati. And I tell you, the devil, he ain't in this town. Oh, but I want to tell you, you deceive. Because the devil is everywhere. And he don't care who you are. He done got the world. He done got the sinners. And he's working full time on us. Come on, somebody. I said he's working full time on the saints. So, amen. He having a field day. But we're going to have a field day in pointing and say, go about your business. Get out of here. I know you ain't my friend. Praise God. Run him out of town. Run him out of your city. Ain't God good in here? Let him know he's not welcome. Praise God. Don't play around with him. Don't gay man trying to be his friend. He ain't your friend. He's a deceiver. He'll try to act like he's your friend, but he ain't your friend. Let him know he got to go. Praise God. Is that right? Amen. 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 I'm trying to tell you how to keep the victory. Because I tell you, this scripture here going to tell you, he don't stay still. He moved from place to place. He moved from locality to other localities. Amen? So may the Lord help us here. Praise God. All right, let's turn over here to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. And we're going to read verses 8 through 11. Let's talk about this devil. See, the Bible gives us instruction how he operates. The word said, first of all, we must be sober. Amen. In other words, we must have a sound mind. We must look out and see what our surroundings are. We must look and see, that's him over there. That's him behind the tree. Be sober. Don't be drunk and just let him, like we're a drunk man or woman, we just let anything happen. But we need to be sober. Be vigilant. Vigilant, meaning being brave. Being brave. Don't be a scaredy cat. I preached this morning to the Kenyan Africa, and I told them folks, you know, we got to be encouraged and have the armor on to be able to push the devil and be able to go forward. And we got to have the whole armor, not three or four armors. We can't just have the helmet of salvation and our feet shod with the preparation of gospel peace. We got to have more than that. That's why he said put on the whole armor. And we got to be vigilant. Be brave. Go right on. Don't run from the devil. The Lord dressed us up with a breastplate, didn't he? He said, put on what? Let's think about some of them armor. The helmet of salvation. The sword of the spirit. The breastplate of righteousness. The feet shod with the preparation of gospel peace. Amen. Put on all them armors. Amen.
Did he miss one armor? Did he have, let's see. I don't see no back plate in the scripture.
He didn't give us nothing to protect the back.
Wonder why. But he gave us something to protect the front. The breastplate of righteousness. So we're supposed to be brave and not run like a scaredy cat from the devil. But we need to have that power of God with the whole arm of God on, and we going right through. Yes, Satan, you can shoot those fiery darts at me, but it's going to bounce off because I got the breastplate of righteousness on. You can't move me. And guess what, devil? And I'm not afraid of you. I'm vigilant. I'm brave. I'm going to go right on anyhow in the name of the Lord. If God is for me, who can be against me? The devil is a weakling. When you got God on your side, the devil is a weakling. Amen. And quit letting him take advantage of you. Quit running from the devil. You let the devil know I'm equipped with the power of God. Amen. So be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Come on, somebody. He walking, going to one place to the other. Yes, yes, yes. He'll come to your house. He'll come to my house. But it's my job to get him out my house. Amen. Let him know he got to go. I ain't running from him because my back ain't protected. But I'm going to face the fight. I'm going to push him out of my home. I'm going to push him out of my church. I'm going to push him out of my vehicle. I'm going to push him out of my job. I'm going to push him out downtown. Come on, somebody. And I'm going to pray. I'm going to push him out of the government. Amen. That's the problem with the world today. The devil is on the warpath. He's from one place to the other, disturbing peace and creating chaos. Amen. But we got to have some power. Amen. Not just talk about and complain about what's going on. We need to get on our bending knees and pray and seek God and say, Lord, we need you. We need your help, Lord. Give me the power to go through. I don't want to be just afraid. You hear a lot of people say, I'm afraid. Afraid of what? With all this power God has. Amen. You ain't got to be afraid of nobody and no thing. To God be the glory. All this power God have, we need to learn and know how to tap into the rock. Tap into Jesus. The Bible said, it said, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, making and walking about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. But I sometimes put my little human reason behind walking, but I believe he done started running. Amen. He ain't just only walking. He's on the run because he see he don't have much time on this earth. The Lord getting ready to come, church. If you don't realize that, I know you say, oh, man, I've been hearing that for years. Great-grandma told me about the Lord is coming, and the Lord ain't got here yet. But I'm telling you here, you can sure to know the Lord is soon to come. Amen. Soon to come. Everything the Lord is saying in his word, fulfilling that things that was going to happen, is happening now. Amen. I never seen nothing as worse as it is right now. So, Lord, when it gets so bad, God knows how to take us on up. He knows how to rapture us on up to be with the Lord. Amen. We'll be caught up. That's what rapture means, is to be caught up to meet him in the air. Amen. You might not see that word rapture in the Bible, but that's what it means. We will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Praise God. Those that are saved, those that's living for him. Amen. If you're not saved, amen. Amen. If you're not saved this morning, amen, or this afternoon, let's see. It is afternoon. If you're not saved, you need to get saved. Selah. You hear all this preaching from one station to the other, from one Facebook page to the other, from one church to the other, one congregation to the next. All this preaching going on, and we yet not saved. Think about it. If the Lord would come right now, are you ready? Are you gonna let the devil just slip you off and got you on another path? Got you going in the opposite direction. I'm going to slow down a little bit because sometimes we can preach so fast you just listen and say, oh yeah. But you need to check yourself. See how you stand with God. Make sure you're on the Lord's side. That's why the Lord is, he's a very merciful God. If we see we ain't where we need to be, the Lord, he got his hand stretched out. He is saying, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He is saying, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and low in heart, and ye shall find rest upon your soul. You need rest this morning? Amen. Pray. Those that out here, listen to me. Amen. You pray. Seek the Lord. Amen. Call on the Lord because time is running out and I don't want nobody to go to hell. Amen. I don't mind saying it. I said I don't want nobody to go to hell. And you don't have to go to hell. But if you listen to Satan and follow his procedure, that's where you're going to end up at. We got another verse of scripture we're going to read. Because he's a tempter. I don't care who you are, he'll tempt you. He'll try to make you feel like he got the bargain. He got the deal for you. I got this. This is what will work for you. No, it won't. Amen. What will work for you is Jesus Christ. And he is saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming through the Father but by me. Praise God. That's the way. Praise God. So while this roaring lion, he's like a lion, a roaring lion, he's going to get you. And he's seeking whom he may devour. But the Bible says, whom resist steadfast in faith. You resist steadfast and you stay in the faith, knowing that that same affliction are accomplished in your brother that are in the world. Amen. So that same affliction can get us as Christians as it can get folks that's in the world. See, the devil's no respect to person. He don't care if you saved. He gonna come for you too. He don't care if you a sinner. He gonna keep you sinning. Amen. He has no respect to person. It don't matter who you are or what side of neighborhood you live in or what your zip code maybe, or your DNA, how much money you got in the bank, and how many fine cars you got on your garage, or the square footage of your home. All that stuff is filthy rags. That will not get you to heaven. What's going to get you to heaven is a pure heart, holy living, doing righteous, following God's procedure, his holy word from Genesis to Revelation. One verse said you got to eat it up. We can't be choosy. You know, sometimes my grandchildren get pretty choosy sometimes. If you mind it careful, but the young parents does that, they so choosy. If you got four grands, you got to stop the four restaurants. I don't want McDonald's. I want Hardee's. I want Wendy's. Somebody else, they might want the Golden Corral. And those young parents will drive to all those locations and satisfy their children. But I'm from the old school. If we plan to go to McDonald's, that's where we all going to eat. Amen at McDonald's. Praise God. I'm not driving all around in different places. Amen. Sound like you need prayer. All those items that McDonald's have and you ain't got a taste bud for none of that stuff. Well, let's go to a restaurant where we all got a taste for this one place. But we ain't going all around town. Come on, somebody. But that's the concept of mankind. Mankind is like that with salvation. Amen. They think they have multiple choice. You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do like the word say here. I want to see, can I find another scripture that can give me a loophole? Give me a mind. I want to go do this. I don't think all of that. Well, yeah, that's too strict. That's too strong. That, amen. Let's go over here. No, I don't. Now I'm over here. I don't like this. Now I'm going to go over there. Amen. Be satisfied. It's one way. And that's the way of holiness. And that's the way of the word of the Lord. Praise God. So stick with the Lord. Do what he intends for us to do. Amen. Don't let the devil fool us. Amen. But the Bible said here, but the God of all grace, whom hath called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Praise God. See, the Lord would do that if we give him a chance. Amen. So let's follow after eternal glory. Amen. By Jesus Christ. That we all going to suffer. I don't care who you are. You can be a child of God. Amen. We're all going to suffer. Because Jesus suffered. And we're all going to go through. We all going to have trials and temptations. But the thing about it, when we got God on our side, when troubles time come, when temptation come, when problem arise, we got a big God that can establish us and that can strengthen us and that can settle us and that can help us in our time of diversity. Amen. So that's what make God God. And that's why I don't mind serving him. Because sometimes things happen and I have to call on the Lord. And how many know when you call on the Lord, he will come to your rescue? Praise God. Then the 11th verse, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So thank the Lord that we know how the devil operates. Now we're going to read, come to a conclusion on this last scripture. Coming from Matthew. Praise God. Hear how the devil operates too. We're going to expose him this morning. We're going to let you see that he's not your friend. He's no good. He ain't no good person. Amen. And I don't want to follow his lead. But I want to follow the things of God. Praise God. Now we know this is a very familiar verse of scripture here. Amen. And I believe we all know about how Jesus was led up in the spirit into the wilderness, and he was tempted by Satan, and his other name is the devil. Jesus was tempted. Jesus himself, being the Son of God, amen, was tempted by Satan. But now let me read here. It said, then was Jesus led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was after a hunger. Amen. Now let me say something here. The Lord showed me and gave me some insight on this scripture. I used to say, amen, the devil knows, and he come at your weakest point, you know. Here's Jesus. He's hunger. He's hungry, and he done fasted 40 days and 40 nights. So he's hungry. And then that's when the devil come, when you're at your weakest point. But we can do a flip side of this. The Lord let me see. Oh, man, he was ready for the devil. He was ready for the devil. He done fasted 40 days. Come on here. And 40 nights. Praise God. He was equipped. He had power. Amen. When the devil come, he knew how to send him back. Praise God. So there ain't nothing about being hungry by fasting And I see we need to do more fasting and than eating. Amen. Every time you look around, there's a McDonald's showing up, Arby's, amen, Hardee's, just eating places all around the corner. Amen. That's what's happening these last days. People glutting and eating and drinking, kind of like the days of Noah. Amen. Just having fun. But come on, somebody. We need to realize we need to consider the Lord. Amen. Quit all that glutton and eating. Amen. And get some a mind concept to do some fasting and do some praying. Refrain from eating. Amen. Amen. Refrain from doing all this gluttony. Amen. Everywhere you look around, you got a lot of people today is obese and overweight. Amen. And amen. Can't hardly make it because they got high blood pressure and sugar and all these things because they overweight. But fasting can help us to refrain from all of that eating, amen, and say, well, you know what, I'm not going to eat today, I'm not going to eat tomorrow, I ain't going to eat this week, I'm going to fast and pray, because I want to see the Lord work out some things, I want to see the Lord work miracles in my life, amen. And one verse of scripture said, these things are done because of fasting and praying, amen. All this has come from fasting and praying. Praise God. Back in the morning church, you saw a lot of fasting. Amen. Had fast days. We need to go back to that. Amen. You see the Lord change some things. Praise God. We see these things. We want to see the Lord work out. You begin to refrain from eating and fasting. And this is how these things take place. Amen. But he was fasted 40 days, 40 nights, and he was afterward a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, the Lord was ready. He said, if thou be the sons of God, command these stones to be made bread. Talking to the master, talking to Jesus. What did Jesus say? It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. How many know the devil ain't so soon to give up and quit on you? He very persistent. He just, you can't holler, just say, you know how you used to, when you in the country, you got flies all around, you just say, shoo fly, shoo fly. And then you bat your hand and fly leave. But devil don't work that way. Amen. You can say, devil, you know, move, move, move. He's always persistent. He'll come and keep coming until you do like Jesus. Amen. When Jesus got tired of him, he put some effort into his speech. Jesus told him then, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taking him up into a holy city. A holy city? Amen. And setting him on a pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, if thou be the sons of God, I want you to cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning thee, and their hands, they shall bear thee up, lest at any time they shall dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus paid no attention to what he's telling him to do. Jesus said unto him, now let me say this. Now, he talking about taking them up to a holy city. That don't sound like that's a place that the devil owned. The devil don't own nothing holy. Holy comes from the Lord. Amen. So that's why the Lord paid him no attention. Sometimes we say, hear nothing, say nothing. But the Lord hears something, but he put the word. He said, it is written again. Now, I done told you the first time. Now, I'm going to tell you the second time. It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now, do you get that now? Now, in other words, go about your business. Don't tempt me. You have nothing to give me because you don't own anything. The devil didn't listen. It said again, the devil taking him up to a exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Now Jesus done getting a little upset with him. He done told him several times, thou shalt not tempt me, and man shall not live by bread alone. So now it said, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord God, and him only shall thou serve.
Amen.
We got to get to that point like Jesus. We got to get tired of the devil. So he really put his foot down now. He said, now get thee hence. Get on out of here. I'm not going to serve you. I'm going to serve God. In these times that we're living in these crises and all these problems we having, that's how we got to tell the devil, because the devil will keep continue to be a nag. He'll nag you on Monday. He'll nag you on Tuesday. He'll nag you next week. He'll nag you week after next. He will all, but you got to get down to business and say, get thee hence. In clear language, go about your business. Amen. I'm not going to listen to you, because I know you're a liar. You can't give me anything because you don't own anything. Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. What did the devil do? Then the devil leaving him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Now when Jesus had heard that John had cast into prison, he departed unto Galilee. Amen. Now, let's back up on the eighth verse. It said, again, the devil taking him into a exceeding high mountain. Do you know the devil wasn't the owner of those mountains? And he showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and he showed the Lord the glory of them. He didn't own that. The person he trying to deceive and tempt, he was the owner. He didn't own that real estate. Jesus owned it. How you gonna sell something to somebody that's already theirs? Hello, can I preach in here? But see, the devil's a deceiver. He'll lie. He act like it's his. He got ownership. He got the title. And he don't own nothing. And the Lord owned it all. He's going to try to tempt the devil, tempt Jesus with stuff that he owned. I'm going to give you all of this. The kingdom of the world and the glory of them. All these things I'm going to give thee. Only thing I want you to do is to fall down. And I'm trying to tell you, all I want you to do is stand up. So we know he ain't giving you advice. We don't want to fall down for nothing. We want to stay up. We want to stay on our feet. Why would I fall down and worship the devil? But the Lord told him, in the fear of God, he said, get thee hence. So I want to leave, amen, this morning as we get ready to close. The title of the message was, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And I'm here to tell you, the devil will try. But we cannot allow him to separate us from the love of Christ. We got to let the devil know to get thee hence. Don't tell them to get thee behind me, but tell them to get thee hence. Go. If you get him behind you, then guess what? You got to be looking back and seeing what he's getting involved in. And the Bible teaches us, a man that put his hand on a plier, looking back, he's not fit for the kingdom of God. Sister Lot, she found out looking back wasn't a great idea. But I'm here to tell you, we need to look forward. We need to look to Jesus. We need to focus on him, because it is he that gonna keep us on the fiery line. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Amen.